I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 19th. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 222. Quincy's positivity rate is at 2.7%, and the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says violence or discrimination against Asian residents of Quincy will not be tolerated. In a video message played during a virtual discussion about anti-Asian sentiment due to the pandemic, the mayor said he was proud of the city's Asian Americans, calling them absolutely vital to the fabric of the community. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office will host a similar discussion next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Soon, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council to borrow $450 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. The mayor said the city can save millions by borrowing the money at a historically low interest rate rather than paying into the fund every year based on stock market returns. Some councilors expressed concern about the recent spate of borrowing requests, including $120 million for a new police station and $23 million to begin building a new home for Quincy College. City of Quincy recently purchased its first electric vehicle. The fire department purchased a Chevrolet Bolt that inspectors will use to go to fire safety inspections. Officials say they will begin replacing gas and diesel vehicles with electric vehicles wherever possible in an effort to lower greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 19th.